Follow us on TikTok at CCFM_1075.
It's time for Insights with Zion Matthew, exclusively on In Season.
Ryan, I did mention that we are joined back this Thursday morning by Fidelio. Good morning, sir. It's a pleasure again to host you. How are you doing?
Greetings to you, Sake, and greetings to all our listeners. Sake, for some reason, I cannot hear you on my end, you can let me know if there's anything that I need to do on my end. But greetings to all of our listeners, everybody watching from Facebook Live. It has been a phenomenal day this far, Sake, and we're excited to see what the Lord would say again today, Sake.
Awesome, fantastic stuff. I think while we are still sorting out that little technical difficulty on our YouTube page, just great apologies with regards to that small technical difficulty. Can you hear me now? Tell me you are able to hear me.
Awesome. I can hear you perfectly, Sake. I can hear you. Thank you so much, Sake.
Fantastic. Fantastic again. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Absolutely love the topic for today. Talk us through the inspiration behind it.
Come on, Sake. I love today's topic because, you know, there are so many people that are walking around in the body of Christ the spirit of religion has caused them to have this kind of shame and this kind of feeling of not being worthy of being used by God because of certain broken areas, certain fractured areas, if we can call it, in our lives. And this is something that I personally I've also been walking through, this kind of feel and this kind of seasons in my life where I felt that God couldn't use me, where God couldn't take this because I'm so broken, I'm so wounded. And so I believe that God is speaking to somebody here today. I believe that God is speaking to somebody that might be feeling like, you know, I don't qualify to be used by God because I'm still broken. I don't qualify to be used by God because I'm doing this and I'm struggling with this and I'm going through this kind of thing. I remember actually one time that there was a time where people literally, because of my mother went through a divorce, and that so many people that were, everybody that went through the divorce in the church, that they were placed in the back seat. They weren't allowed to pray for people. They weren't allowed to do certain things. And because of their brokenness, they were disqualified. Sure. And God is dealing with those things today.
Come on.
And God is restoring and restoring some people and just bringing some healing here today, Sake.
Oh, come on, sir. This is definitely a broadcast for someone. I'm struggling with this hearing, but I hope that the grace of God will help us through that. Love it. Love this particular topic. It's something that I'm able to resonate with and, you know, relate to. Why does God, though, you know, for someone who's asking, Fidelio, why does God, though, intentionally chooses broken vessels when he wants to use someone? Talk us through that.
You know, Sake, God chooses broken vessels because brokenness strips away our self-reliance, where we are forced to depend on God's supernatural strength we are forced basically to rely on who God is and what God can do for us, and not just what we can do and what we have the ability to do. And Sake, I've shared with you that I wasn't the most articulate, and I suffered a little bit. So I had to, whenever I would mount any platform, I would be so reliant on the Holy Spirit. I would be so reliant on God, and because I wasn't confident in myself. I wasn't confident in who I could be and that I could do something from the Lord. And God had to use me in my most and start to pull me into that area where he was starting to use me in the most broken places in my life, so that I can start off my journey realizing that I cannot do it for myself. I cannot do it by myself, because brokenness is that refining furnace that burns off the dross of pride and of self-sufficiency, and it creates that reliance on God's power and God's intervention, and that is why God always chooses the broken ones. Number two, broken vessels demonstrate God's methods apart from worldly expectations. You know, when God begins to use these the broken ones and God chooses chooses the ones that were fatherless. God chooses the ones that went through the most in life. God chooses all of those things, those people that went through the most in life, because those are the ones that can reflect back to God and say, this cannot be me. This can all be God. And heaven, listen, heaven operates on that divine economy or that divine methodology where weakness equates to strength, where failure leads to triumph, where brokenness births breakthroughs. And this is how God just works. He likes to take the foolish things of this world and to bring wisdom to even the wise. That is how God works, and God chooses these broken vessels as a prophetic declaration that God is still in the business to restore. God is still in the business to redeem. And God is still resurrecting dead things in Jesus' name. So we are all part of God's redemptive story. We are all part of that beautiful, beautiful redemptive story. Listen, when God chooses the broken ones, it is a statement that no wound, no failure, no flaw, no nothing can disqualify anyone from becoming a conduit of his glory, from becoming a vessel of his purpose. This is what we need to understand today. And then this divine choice where God chooses the foolish things. He chooses the weak ones, the broken ones. It empowers a brand new generation to arise without shame over their past and current wounds. Because you need to understand, Sake, that God doesn't choose golden vessels. He looks for yielded vessels. Brokenness is not a disqualification. It is through those cracks of brokenness where God begins to pour his oil from.
Oh, come on. That is absolutely amazing. Now, speaking about, you know, the next generation, can a broken vessel still leave a legacy for the next generation?
Oh, my word, Sake. You know, I'm thinking about Hannah right now, where Hannah was so broken. Hannah was literally, she was carrying so much brokenness where the people closest to her would mock her and everybody around her would mock her, because she was barren and she couldn't bring something forth. She was broken, and that she was broken to the point that she was crying so much, and even in her state where she was crying, even the priest was mistaking her cry for being drunk at that morning hours. And everybody had something to say about Hannah. They had something to say about her womb. They had something to say about her cry. They had something to say about everything about her. And she had gone through that seasons of brokenness, that time of brokenness, but still God said, I'm going to use that broken one to birth a Samuel. I'm going to use that broken one to birth a legacy. Because listen, when Hannah began to birth, she didn't just birth a prophet, but she birthed somebody that anointed multiple generations of kings. That means she released a legacy. Through her brokenness, she birthed a legacy of prophecy, a legacy of kings, a legacy of purpose, a legacy that preserved nations and generations through one woman's brokenness. That's what God did. Listen, legacy is not birthed from perfection, but through perseverance and through brokenness. And brokenness, broken vessels carry the most vulnerable inheritance because it was brought forth in so much pain. Hey. But I want to declare over every one of you watching here today, it doesn't matter in what broken stage you might be in your life. It doesn't matter how broken you might feel here today. I declare that God's going to turn that brokenness into a legacy that can be born. A legacy that can be born. And Sake, listen, the oil flows. Oil always flows from broken vessels. It's often the mixture of grace and truth, uncompromising, yet tender, creating a spiritual atmosphere where new generations and rising ones can grow without repeating old wounds. That legacy is spiritual inheritance. That legacy, it is a spiritual inheritance that transforms bloodlines. And then brokenness humbles the carrier and creates an environment where the next generation can arise without intimidation, without fear, knowing that their predecessors were real, they were flawed, yet they were faithful vessels of God in his kingdom. This is the transparency that fosters true empowerment. Now what breaks you today, listen everybody, what breaks you today becomes the oil that crowns your bloodline tomorrow.
Come on, come on. What breaks you today becomes the oil that crowns you for your tomorrow. And speak about tomorrow and oil and crowning. Fidelio, how does then someone carry the oil while they're still healing from the very things that broke them, like divorce, grief, failure? Talk us through that.
You know, Sakya, I don't know why God works this way, but God has this thing where he would always take, you know, he would take you out, pull you out in the most broken seasons or the most hurtful seasons. And you might feel that you're not anointed. You might feel when you step out that there's nothing that you can bring. And as you listen to people at that time, that people would tell you that was the most powerful thing that you have ever said, or that was the most powerful thing that you have ever done in those most broken seasons of your life. Because God has this way where he uses those broken places, those broken times in our lives, and he brings out something so beautiful, something so, so beautiful. And the Bible has this promise, Sakya, that I found. And every time when I'm in that broken place, I take up that for myself, where God says that he will never allow pain without something new being born. And sometimes you don't realize that you might be standing in your pain, but as you're standing in your pain, you're birthing something new. You don't even know that you might be birthing something for somebody else, but God is causing you to birth something. And David, listen, David was experiencing this betrayal of Saul. He was in anguish of his son Absalom. And he was battling with all of his personal failures, but still he danced before the Lord. Hey. Oh, he stood as the king, still he stood as the worshiper before the Lord. And that is what we need to do, because you need to understand that carrying oil in the midst of healing means that you recognize that oil is the divine empowerment. It is not the denial of pain. I'll say that again. The oil, the anointing, is that divine empowerment. It is not the denial of pain. And God's presence flows into those broken places, anointing them as holy ground rather than depending or demanding premature perfection. And oil is a supernatural resource that flows through our vulnerability. It is healing. It brings healing even along the way as you stand in your broken places, or that as you stand in God's promises and God's purposes, that healing, that oil brings healing through every part of your being. And you need to know, precious family, watching from all around the world, watching and listening online and watching on Facebook and on YouTube, it's the cracks in your life that they aren't proof that you're finished, but they are evidence that God is still moving. And every scar tells a story, or that the enemy tried to kill you and tried to take you out, but still you survived, and still you are here. You are still standing. You are still pouring. You are still anointed for this moment. And God is raising those people that will say, the platform might be plastic in other places, but I'm going to be real. We're going to be real. We're going to stand. We might be broken, but we're standing for God because God can still use a broken vessel. Listen, you can bleed and you can still birth, because God never waits for you to be healed until he can release your calling. He will heal you along the way. He will heal you along the way.
Come on. And that is for someone who feels like they're not ready to do something. Say, God, I'm not ready. But then you have to understand that being ready is not a feeling. It's a decision. And God, as you said, he will heal you through as you're stepping out in faith. This is so good. This is so good. We are live on Facebook, on YouTube, and also on the FM. And Fidelio is giving us insights on a topic titled, Can Broken Vessels Still Carry Oil? Oh, having a look at the current church culture, have we created one where people are now forced, a lack for a better word, to hide and suppress the brokenness so that they can come across as anointed? Talk us through that. I mean, that could be suffocating, right?
Oh, wow, Sakya, that's a beautiful question. You know, sadly, many church cultures have fostered a performance-driven environment, Sakya, where brokenness is hidden out of fear of rejection or disqualification.
Yeah.
And now this counterfeit spirituality stifles the flow of the Holy Ghost, and it breeds loneliness, and it brings exhaustion to so many people because they need to put on a facade. They need to act like they're something that they're not really are. And all of this just is so draining, because I remember I was like that. I always felt like I needed to, you know, put on the best suit, and I always had to be the best, you know, always had to look like nothing is wrong. Nothing is wrong. Life doesn't happen to me. No, how could it be? And, you know, and so we always had to put on this facade. And but you need to understand that this is a toxic environment that many people have cultured in the church globally, that we have cultured in the church, and God is dealing with these things, because there is a generation that is not plastic. There is a generation that is real. There is a generation that says, I know that I might not be perfect, but I'm standing in the grace of God. I'm standing by the grace of God. And God is raising up a generation that will be real, that will not be fake, that will not be plastic, but will allow God to be released and be shown, revealed to our generation. And then the church's mandate is to be a hospital for broken people, not a gallery for perfect people. True anointing is birthed in community that welcomes vulnerability. You know, there's healing in community. There's healing when we all come together and just, you know, we be ourselves. We are family together, and that is how healing takes place. You know, when brokenness is hidden, Sake, it blocks the river of God's glory and God's healing to flow. When we hide wounds, this is how we know, because in medical terms, in literal medical terms, if you have a wound and you just keep it covered, you never open it up, you never allow it to be dressed, you never allow it to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
If you just cover up that wound, it will never heal. It will actually become more toxic. It will actually become septic.
Yeah.
And that is the culture that we are subtly bringing in the body of Christ. Oh, but there is a generation that will be authentic again.
Come on.
There is a people that will say, I am authentic for my God again. Oh, you know, you need to understand that the church must we must reevaluate some things, and we must allow people to take off their mask, or to take off the mask where we try to hide the pain, where we try to hide what we are truly going through, so that real restoration can take place. And then, Sake, too often the church invites people to come as they are, but crucify them for their weaknesses once they enter the doors. This contradiction kills ministry momentum. It kills the flow of the Holy Ghost, and it fosters shame and quenches the Holy Ghost from working with these broken vessels. But God is tearing the veil off our stages and pulpits, because healing never happens where pretending is the price of entry.
Sure, you have to say that again. Healing never happens when?
I'll say that again. God is tearing the veil off stages and pulpits, because healing can never take place where pretending is the price for entry.
Come on, sure. Listen, you, as Zion would say, share this broadcast far and wide. Text someone while you were listening to it. We are live on Facebook and YouTube as well. And the topic for this morning's insight is, can broken vessels still carry oil? If you feel like a broken vessel this morning, this one is for you. And Fidelia is here to tell you that you can. You can, and God is healing you in the process. That is absolutely amazing. And what would you say, Fidelia, to someone who's listening this morning and think they've dropped the oil, you know, for good, that their time is up and things are irreversible?
You know, Sake, I can just remember the story of Peter and how, you know, he publicly fell from grace, but Jesus wanted to make sure that he wanted to restore Peter. He wanted Peter to know, you know, there's still grace for you. There's still grace. You might feel like you've betrayed me. You might feel like you have abandoned me. You might feel like you disqualified yourself. But Jesus came back and he wanted Peter to know, listen, it's still okay. You're still part of me. You're still with me. I'm still with you and you are still with me. And Jesus, you need to understand that there's never a too late with God. Mm. There is never a too far for God. God has the ability to go and look for us. He finds us. Listen, God will always find us wherever we try to hide. Sure. God will forever be able to find you. And this has been my story. You know, Saki, I've gone through so many things as a young person. Mm-hmm. And so many times I thought that this was too far for God to take me from this. It is impossible for God to redeem me after this. Mm-hmm. But time after time, God just came running to me. God just came and he came running after me. And God is running after some of you here today that might be feeling like you disappointed God. Mm-hmm. You need to know that sometimes, Sake, it's not that God has not forgiven us. It's that we cannot forgive ourselves. And I pray that some of you watching here today, that you will learn the art to forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. Because God's great grace is both unearned and it is relentless. Yeah. He will never stop coming after you. And the oil may appear lost, but God still refills. God still refills our jars. He still refills his vessels, not based on our performance, but based on his unchanging promise to restore, to renew, and to reposition you in Jesus' mighty name. Your past cannot cancel your future. God still has a plan for every one of you. And sometimes the oil falls to the ground to clear your hands for a new anointing and a new calling. Sometimes God calls certain things to happen to change the gears in your life, to usher you into a brand new season. And there is a new season and a new day. And then there is a fresh oil that's flowing your way today in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, God does not retire the broken. God never retires the broken. He recommissions them with fire. You are not finished. You are being refueled. You are being refilled and you are being reassigned in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen to that. Fidelia, because of time, I do want us to rush through this. How do broken vessels, you know, be more effective carriers of the oil? Talk us through that briefly.
Wow, this is such a beautiful question, Sake. You know, we can look at the woman who anointed Jesus' feet with the expensive perfume, and she was pouring it out beside what was going on around her. And everybody said, how can you waste such costly oil? How can you waste this thing? But her brokenness, her repentance, her love made her the perfect vessel for anointing. Sure. That brokenness, that woundedness made her the conduit for the anointing. It made her worthy to demonstrate and release such a beautiful fragrance, and a fragrance that fills the house. You don't realize that your brokenness, your broken places, it carries a fragrance. Your brokenness, every one of you watching here today, your brokenness carries a fragrance, and you don't realize that it's in those broken places that God will use you the most powerfully. It is through your broken places that the fragrance of God's presence will be released. It's through those broken cracks in our lives that God's oil and his fragrance is released. Oh, you don't realize that the cracks in broken vessels become the divine channels where God's glory flows unhindered. It's the broken vessels, the broken vessels process the supernatural ability to emphasize and minister healing, because their scars resonate with the brokenness of others. You don't realize that the reason why you had to go through certain things is because God has another person on the other side of the line. There's another person that needs to hear that you overcame. Sure. That they will hear about you and what you have gone through, and they will know that, oh, I can make it, because there was a Tracy that made it. There was a Natasha that made it. There was a Luzelle that overcame. There was a Vano that overcame. And you don't realize that God is taking you through certain places, and those broken areas of your life will be a testimony and will be a lifeline for those that are broken as well, so that they can truly overcome as well. And God's glory, listen, God's glory is magnified through broken vessels, because every crack testifies to his power to restore, his power to heal, his power to multiply beyond natural limits, making the vessel, a living testimony of God's redemption.
Sure.
In Jesus' mighty name. And I want to end off with this sake. It is the cracked vessels that leak oil into the earth. Revival doesn't come through perfection, but through surrender.
Ooh.
And God is looking for people that are not necessarily perfect, but they are broken, but still know how to surrender how to submit to God and be fully dependent on God in Jesus' name.
Sake. Amen. Oh, this was absolutely amazing. Once again, Fidelia, thank you so much for joining us this morning and gracing us with your presence and these amazing insights that, you know, reminding us or telling us that, you know, broken vessels can still carry the oil and for his glory. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care.
Thank you so much, Sake. Thank you so much for having me once again. Until next time, we're going to see all of our family again this Sunday, 11 a.m. Sake is going to be a glorious move of the Holy Ghost, but we're going to be with you as well soon again. Sake, see you next time. Bless you all.
Awesome. Take care. Right. That was Insights This Morning with Fidelio standing in for Zion once again with the topic titled, Can Broken Vessels Still Carry Oil? If you missed it, it is up on our Facebook and on our YouTube.